4, what are the kinds of research hypotheses about what effects that could be tested using a two-factor design, and how do you determine which type of given research hypothesis is? And then another important part of this question, which actually raises the probability of getting the question, within a two-factor design, when is a research hypothesis for a main effect fully supported? Research hypotheses come in 3 kinds. Research hypotheses about main effects, and that's where we look at marginal means that have been aggregated across the other IV. You can always identify a research hypothesis about a main effect because only one IV is mentioned in the hypothesis. The second kind of research hypothesis that you might have is a research hypothesis about a simple effect. This is particularly common when you have a hypothesis about whether or not earlier results will replicate. When you look at a research hypothesis, you're looking at cell means at one condition of the second IV, and that's how you identify a research hypothesis about a simple effect. It names one IV, but it only names one condition of the second IV. The third kind of research hypothesis is about an interaction pattern. You know it's an interaction one of two ways. You either mention both main effects, mention both IVs, or the better version is when you mention the effect of one IV at each condition of the second IV. So main effect hypotheses have only one variable. Simple effect hypotheses are talking about one variable at a particular condition of the second variable. Interaction hypotheses are talking about simple effects at all conditions of the other variable. Within a two-factor design, when is a research hypothesis for a main effect fully supported? The rule is, for a main effect research hypothesis to be fully supported, that main effect must have the hypothesized pattern in the marginal means and be fully descriptive. Because when you say, I support this main effect, it would be silly to say, I support the hypothesis in the main effect, but that main effect is misleading or conditional. So a main effect research hypothesis is only fully supported when the marginal means show the hypothesized pattern and the pattern of that main effect is fully descriptive. That is, the pattern of the main effect is shown in each of the corresponding simple effects. So we're back to, if the simple effects differ from each other in pattern, then the main effect is going to be misleading, and any hypothesis about it can only be partially supported.